these fielders again. They descend, they're creeping towards him as Clark runs up and bowls to Hamid. And Hamid clips it out to square leg and gets himself through and gets himself back for a second as a throw comes in to over the stumps. And there it is for Haseeb Hamid. It's his maiden first-class century. And he removes his helmet, he salutes his teammates in the dressing room, and indeed his family, who are up on the TV gantry just above us there. A special moment for Hamid. 291 balls faced. He's batted for 340 minutes and 7 fours, 101 not out.
That's congratulations. What a day for you. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that. Would have been nice to get the win with it as well, but on a personal level, I was obviously happy to get the three figures for the first time at this level, and hopefully start something and get a few more as well.
Yeah, on the game itself, it's a really hard-fought cricket match, that wasn't it? Yeah. I think probably both sides can take plenty from it.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of it was down to the wicket. It was quite difficult to score when guys bowled straight and set straight field. So I think we saw wickets were lost when batsmen tried to play more positively. And with it spinning as well the way it did, and us playing two spinners possibly dictated the way that they played there in the second innings. But yeah, it was a hard-fought game. And like you said, both sides can take positives out of it.
And for you, that special moment of getting over the line with a century, the first one of many, I'm sure.
Hopefully.
How much did you enjoy it?
Yeah, obviously it's great. I was pretty nervous when I was out there.
Were you really?
In the night, oh yeah. When I was in the 90s, I was pretty nervous. But having got 91 last year, but yeah, it was nice to spend some time at the crease with Livy as well. He takes a lot of pressure off you as a batter, and the way he played his knock itself was outstanding. And yeah, I was glad to get over the line.
Well, on 98, when your trusty four defensive came out again, you didn't look like you were nervous at all.
No, I mean, it was just a case of when's it going to come sort of thing. And like I said, because it was quite difficult to score when the guys bowled straight and full and set straight fields, I think they had everyone up. It's a case of just waiting for the right ball and making sure I didn't get too sort of edgy and start looking for it. So happy to get there.
Were your family here today as well?
They were, yeah. So I think as happy and as proud as I am, I think there's two people up there who are a lot more proud than me. That's my mum and dad, and a lot of credit goes to them. My dad especially, who's probably sacrificed his whole life for moments like that. So hopefully I can give him a lot more.
I think it's one of your 11th first-class matches, isn't it? You must be absolutely thrilled with how you've started the back end of last season, carried into this season in Division 1.
Yeah, I'm quite happy with the start that I've made. I feel like still every game that I'm getting better, I'm improving, and I'm learning things along the way as well. Every experience almost is a good one for me, whether that's me scoring runs or coming up against a good attack and finding things out about myself and the opposition. So, yeah, still early days in my career, and I feel like I've made a decent start. Hopefully I can push on.
And a terrific week for your mate from Bolton on his debut as well at Fifer. I mean, goodness me, couldn't really have gone much better for him.
Yeah, Parky bowled brilliantly, and I think he surprised a lot of people, but not myself. I mean, I've seen him for a long time now, and for me, he's the best young spinner in the country at our age, most definitely. So it was good for him to get off to a good start, and I'm sure he too will get a lot more Fifers for this club.
Were you both at school together, is that right?
That's right, yeah. We were both at school together, both played age group stuff since we were 10, I think. So I've spent a lot of time with him. So I don't think his performances in this game surprised me at all.
You mischievous at school, you two, are not?
He was.
but it's a great story, that, isn't it? I mean, for both to have come through school and then to be playing here at Lancashire, for him to go to Fifer on his debut, you've got your century. I mean, you couldn't really have written it any better for you, could you?
Yeah, and our master in charge of cricket was there yesterday as well. So he dropped us both a text just to say, you know, best of luck today, I'll be rooting for you. And so I was happy to get 80-odd for him yesterday when he was watching. And for him to watch Matty get his Fifer as well was brilliant for him as well, because he's very passionate about the game, and he had a good hand in our development as well, playing school cricket from the age of sort of 11 to 15. So, yeah, happy to do it in front of guys that wish well for us.
Well done today.
Thank you. Cheers.